And one more song of the Civil War, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Frank, see what he has. This one is extraordinarily interesting to me because it comes from a split family. You see, all along that Tennessee border and the North Carolina border, one boy went south to fight and one boy went north to south. It's the bitterest of all situations where they were fighting against each other. Now, Frank's family was split. He had a granddaddy that was a rebel and a granddaddy that was a Yank. And here's a song now that I collected from Frank. This is the latest song I've gotten from him. What it is, it's very interesting to me because it's a GI bellyaching song of Southern Yankees. Figure that out, see? That's what they were, boys in blue from the border state. And they're impolite. It's a very impolite song. And you sang the chorus. Here's the setting now. Imagine this. These boys have been through the Battle of the Wilderness, say, and they're sitting out in bivouac, and they're worn out, and they're mad about everything, and they're sitting there, and one old fellow's got a banjo, always a head one, or a fiddle or something. And all the boys are sitting around after they eat the parched corn and sitting there singing, and he sings this song, and they come in on it. You want to feel that now? You want to feel it? 100 years ago or so, old Abe is in the White House, a taking of his snooze. General Grant is a busting his gut with his booze. While we're out here wading in the snow without no shoes. But we go marching on. Sing. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Time you shoot a rebel, there is one thing for sure. Every time you shoot a rebel, there is one thing for sure. For everyone you shoot, there will be a dozen more. But we go marching on. Colored folks, glory, hallelujah. Old Abe, he freed the colored folks, glory, hallelujah. I wish to the Lord that he would free me too, and I'd go marching on. Sing, you boys. Coming and hits are getting mighty cold, Lord knows. Winter's a coming and hits are getting mighty cold. Soon all the generals will be crawling in their holes while